I'm joined by Representative Les Guerra. He's Democratic candidate for governor. And Representative Guerra, I know you probably have a lot of issues that you'd like to talk about that are important to Southeasterners, and you're welcome to cover them all. I'm going to toss two broad questions at you first, and you probably can fold a lot of your issues into these questions. But my first question is regarding the incumbent, and how do you run against a guy who basically, you know, is promising us free money? What's the approach?
Well, first, it's a false promise, and that's why I'm running. This governor has made the state poor. He's made a resource-rich state poor by giving away our oil for almost nothing. So we have $1.3 billion less in state funds because we give away $1.3 billion in oil company subsidies the oil industry does not need. And without that money, he makes false promises about the PFD, which he knows he can only fund by cutting schools, cutting our construction budget, cutting reimbursement to communities for school construction, cutting senior services, cutting children's services, and not building a single state-sponsored renewable energy project anywhere in the state in his whole 3 years. He's done nothing, and he's forced us all to battle each other over a PFD, which I believe in, or public schools, which I believe in, or job training in a university, which I believe in, so people can have a future in the state. Look, I'm running because of the way I grew up. I grew up in foster care myself, and that's my hardship. Everybody's had their own hardship. Most Alaskans have had their own hardship, but that doesn't mean you don't have the right to succeed in this world. This governor doesn't seem to care. It doesn't mean that you don't have the right to equal opportunity in this world. This governor would rather give away $1.3 billion of our money to oil companies so we can't afford to do the things to build a future in the state. 20,000 more people have left the state since he's been governor than have moved here. They don't see a future in public education. They don't see an economy with jobs. They don't know if their kids can have jobs here. People are leaving. The biggest export this state is producing right now, we're exporting people. And I want to change that. That's why I'm running.
Representative Guerra, my other question is focusing in a bit more on policy issues that might distinguish you from former Governor Walker, who's also in this race.
Governor Walker and I are much different people. I'm pro-choice. He's pro-life. I believe that it's not my business who marries whom. I believe in equal rights for all. He believes marriage is between a man and a woman. I believe in strong educational funding every year that doesn't go down. His first 2 years as governor, he cut education funding by over $80 million at a time when we should have been cutting oil company cash credit payments that we were giving them instead. That was the disagreement we had back then. Bill and I get along fine. The thing that we have in common is we both believe that you should put your politics to the side when you can build something better for the greater good. And there are times where both of us were able to do that. But I'm not going to roll back a woman's right to choose. Governor Walker sued to roll back a woman's right to choose. Look, he's not as extreme as Governor Dunleavy. Governor Dunleavy is explicit that he wants to take away a woman's right to choose so it's never seen again. Governor Walker is pro-life. He has sued to roll back a woman's right to choose. He says he will try to respect the law, but on the other hand, when he was governor last time, he said that too, and he also tried to roll back Alaska Supreme Court precedent protecting a woman's right to choose. So on those issues, we're different. I've sponsored equal rights legislation because it's just not my business who somebody gets married to. You know, I get to marry my wife. Nobody told me who I could marry. I'm not going to tell anybody else who they get to marry. I think Governor Walker, Governor Dunleavy, every single man that I am running against in this race thinks that they has a belief that marriage is between a man and a woman. I think that is an outdated belief. And even if they bend on that issue, I think Alaskans deserve to have a governor who respects their choices. We're different on education. Education is important to me. Look, I grew up at age six, I grew up in foster homes. My father was killed when I was six. Somebody came into his office late one night and killed him. My father and mother had a broken marriage, so things were sort of messed up until I was six. And I know my ticket out was a good education. Not a great education, but I had good public schools. And I had to start working. Some people say they work their way through college. I had to start working my way through grade school. But I made it, and I was given the chance, and I was given the financial aid I needed because I couldn't afford college. I had to work, too, but I couldn't afford college. People deserve a good job. If they don't want to go to good college, they deserve job training. If they don't want to go to college, they deserve a good education if they do want to go to college, and they deserve a good public education so they can get through 12th grade ready to work or ready to go on to college, whichever they choose. We're not doing that in the state. Under this governor, we're $120 million behind inflation in education funding since 2014. Sure, this year we had a lot of money. That's not a plan to say we'll only have a decent, we'll only support schools and things around the state only in years when Russia is invading Ukraine and the price of oil has skyrocketed, and every other year we're going to plead poverty. I want people to remember this governor when Russia wasn't invading Ukraine and we didn't have this windfall of blood profits. He proposed $250 million in public education cuts. He proposed to cut the university by a third. He proposed the decimation of the Alaska Marine Highway System. Under his proposal, the Marine Highway System wouldn't have been able to function. The governor and the legislature met halfway. That's still not good enough. I mean, this governor believes in decimating those things that create a future for people. I believe in creating a future for people. I mean, I'm running as a Democrat. I don't agree with some of the national Democratic things. I don't think nationally Democrats really understand that we're a resource state. I don't think nationally Democrats understand that Alaskans fish and they hunt and they use guns and we use fishing hooks and we do things that they don't do on the East Coast. I don't think East Coast Republicans or Democrats understand that thing. So they'll throw the, aren't you just like those national people? I'm not, right? But I do believe to my core that people deserve the right to succeed. They deserve liberty and justice for all. That's not something we should just pledge every single day on the House floor and then not do anything about.
I want to talk for a moment about our representatives. We've done a lot of reporting on Jonathan Kreis Tompkins and Senator Stedman. We've got a Republican and a Democrat. JKT is going to be leaving the legislature, but both, even though they've been, you know, opposed on a lot of party issues, they have been fairly well aligned on the idea that we have not quite put it together in Alaska yet. We have not found that sort of sustainable path forward. Both of them talk about it. Stedman, as you know, has kind of been opposed to Governor Dunleavy's 50-50 plan. He's very outspoken about anything that shortchanges the future for the sake of the present. What do you think the path forward is that kind of keeps that alignment in place, where you have people, veteran politicians who are kind of opposed on a lot of ideological stuff? What's the path forward that you would chart as governor that would kind of keep the Jonathan Kreis Tompkins and the Bert Stedmans of the world pulling on that same oar?
Bert is a Republican. Jonathan's a Democrat. I get along with both of them. I worked with both of them. I enjoyed working with both of them. I consider them both friends as public servants. And you try and find common ground. That Bert and I always tried to find common ground. And, you know, Bert and I both agree we're not getting a fair share for our oil. The choices this governor has made people make are false. He's made you choose a permanent fund dividend or schools or a marine highway or a university or job training or a construction budget that we could use to build renewable energy across the state. He's left 50 communities, over 50 communities, with no police whatsoever. That's 19th century policing for a community that has no police, where somebody is assaulted or, God forbid, even raped, and the aggressor gets to lord over them for a day or 2 days until a trooper flies in. That's injustice, not justice. And that's what this governor has done. And it's a false choice to say we have to pick between those things and turn people against each other, turn permanent fund supporters against school supporters, against university supporters, against marine highway supporters, against rural Alaska supporters. We don't have to turn people against each other. This governor turns you against each other because he doesn't want to get a fair share for our oil. He is more beholden to the oil industry than he is beholden to the Alaska people. If we had that $1.3 billion in subsidies we give away to the oil industry, we'd be able to fund a strong dividend and strong schools and a strong marine highway and the things that build a better future for people. That's what I believe in. It's boring, but I believe in a construction budget that puts construction workers and electricians and engineers and architects and truck drivers back to work on $2 billion of crumbling infrastructure we have in the state, not to mention the docks we need, not to mention the boat haul out you need in Sitka. These are things that we used to fund for communities or help communities fund. You can't do it when you're giving away your money. This governor has made us poor. And so you can have all of those things, a strong dividend and a strong community and strong schools. But you can't do it when you've given away so much money that you have now turned everybody against each other. This governor has decided to make people enemies of each other. I want to bring people back together, and that means we get a fair share for our oil and we're able to move to a brighter future.
I wonder if there's anything you want to say about any sort of Sitka-specific issue that you'd like to address. You mentioned the ferry system.
Yeah, so as a legislator, I always worked with the Southeast legislators, Jonathan, Bert, others, and when they said this is what we need to make the ferry system vibrant, I said I support you, right? Because in South Central Alaska, the state subsidizes asphalt. It's not like those roads are free. The state subsidizes them. So people who live on the road system cannot complain that the ferry system also costs money. The mode of transportation down here is water. The mode of transportation between communities on the road system is asphalt. Both deserve support. And so I've always been a strong marine highway supporter. I'm a strong fishery supporter. I believe fish bind Alaskans. Look, I have fun fishing. I get to sport fish a lot. I fill my freezer with salmon, and then I fish for trout the rest of the year. But every time I'm out there when I'm fishing on a stream, I'm wondering, are these fish going to be here next year, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? And, you know, you've got people like Linda Benkin in the state who are taking the lead, or in this community, who are taking the lead and saying dumping 1,000 tons of halibut dead to the bottom of the Bering Sea, that's not rational fisheries policy. Killing 550,000 chums just in the Bering Sea when Western Alaska communities don't have chums to eat, to put on their table for subsistence or to commercial fish, that's not sane fishing policy. We can change that. As governor, I get to appoint the majority of the members to the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council. I get to nominate them. They'll get appointed. And so we get the majority of the seats as Alaskans. As governor, I can change that. I couldn't change that as a legislator. This governor has given away our fisheries to outside interests, to Seattle-based factory trawlers. And this fishery belongs to the people of the state of Alaska, so we can have vibrant communities where people who rely on fish for food get fish for food, where people who rely on fish for income get fish for income, and even where people rely on fish just to have a little bit of fun get to have some fun. Fish bind Alaskans. That's why I oppose the Pebble Mine. I've opposed the Pebble Mine since its inception. Governor Walker, the first time he ran, didn't oppose it, and now he does oppose it. I don't believe you trade fish for Canadian mines. It's the same issue that you have with the Trans Boundary Waters issues down here. I will work as closely as I can to enforce those treaties that say that our fish should be protected. It's a more difficult issue, but fish come first before mines that destroy fish. There's a lot of responsible mining that goes on in Southeast. There's a lot of most of the mining that goes on in the state is responsible. The large-scale mining that goes on in the state is responsible. But some of the mines that people are talking about, like Pebble, have no place really in Alaska's future. Pebble would damage a way of life in Bristol Bay. It would damage the last great remaining wild salmon runs we have in this world, the last great remaining red salmon runs. Those are in Bristol Bay. I'm not going to put those at risk. This governor will. Governor Dunleavy will side before Canadian. He'll side with Canadian Pebble Mine executives before he'll side with you. I won't. I'll put a nail in the coffin of that mine.
Representative Guerra, what's the rest of your schedule look like for your time in Sitka?
We get to meet with the mayor. We've met with an assembly member this morning, spoken to another assembly member. I don't want to state their names to imply an endorsement. I don't know whether I have their endorsements or not. So I've met with a few assembly members, spoken to a few assembly members, speaking with the mayor soon. Have a meeting with the Sitka tribe coming up. Had a wonderful time at the fine arts camp today to see what goes on there, and that is a group of people that are building futures for kids. I had a chance to meet with the school superintendent, he says what we know, which is underfunding schools means that you get temporary teachers who stay here for a couple years. We train them and they leave and they take their skills to Oregon and Washington. Class sizes grow when you underfund education, and then you can't teach to a child who needs extra help because your class sizes get too big. So I've met with all those people. I really thank them. I got to attend some of the Fisheries Council meeting. I'll say that's a disappointment to see that council just watch this waste of our fish. And as a governor, I will nominate a council that will put our fish first.
And any other stops in Southeast on this tour?
I was in Juneau yesterday, had similar meetings there, and also had time to attend Celebration, which was great. I think we have to celebrate the diversity of our cultures. We have our Alaska Native cultures that we have to respect across the state, our First People. In Anchorage, one of our high schools is the most diverse high school in the United States. Pacific Islanders, people of all communities. And we have to start bringing the state together. Celebration, I think, is important because it reminds people what the roots of the state are, right? And I think that helps bring people together. We've got to start looking at each other with respect again. And I think that helps us move good policy together again when we work together and we see each other as equals.
Representative Les Guerra, Democratic candidate for governor, thank you so much for coming by KCAW.
Thank you so much.